PFT Media.
Scarlett, have you done something different with your face?
Shut up. Don't be stupid. Well, actually, I have been working on my skin.
That seems really expensive.
Actually, it's really reasonable considering I get help from my personal beauty consultant.
Wait, you've got it like that? That you have your own personal beauty consultant?
Leanne, you don't get it. It's one of our biggest fans, Melinda.
She's not just our biggest fan, she's my big sister. Although, she does specialize in makeovers, skincare solutions, looks for your lifestyle, facials, image consulting, and the biggest one that'll help you the most, fighting aging skin.
Shut up.
How'd you manage to get Big Sister as your personal beauty consultant anyways?
Actually, it's really easy. I just went to marykay.com/mnovello and clicked on her link, got her phone number, and messaged her. So it was really easy, and Melinda can help anyone out. Just go to marykay.com/mnovello. That's MNOVELLO today.
If I wasn't so beautiful, I would go to marykay.com/mnovello to get my skincare solutions. That's marykay.com/MNOVELLO.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
I may not be real. I also might not be a housewife, but I am a real train wreck.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Allison.
You look so beautiful.
Stop it, you do.
You stop it, you do.
So you ladies absolutely amaze me. So both of you were both like, before we started, you're like, oh my God, I'm so tired. I'm exhausted. But I love to see the life that you guys bring to each other when y'all record this and how awesome you are.
Well, in case you're recording this, I'm going to say Scarlett, but Scarlett gives me life. Sundays are the light of my life. And eventually it's going to be Mondays when happens.
Of course, I'm saying nice things, and of course I'm going to record it, because I always record this.
How come you don't record when you're being mean, like when you told Allison she wasn't allowed to go pee?
I didn't say she wasn't allowed to go
pee.
You said don't go pee.
Yeah, don't go. If you have to pee, you said pee yourself, because I'm not here for you to take pee breaks.
Prove it.
You said you're replaceable.
Yeah, you did. You said, you're going to go on Craigslist? I'm going to go on Craigslist.
I love us making up things.
Yeah.
No, can you say for the record, Leon is the best. He is the nicest and the best. Us and makes us sound so good. And we are just nothing but mean on the air.
No, okay, first of all, it's not just on the air. You guys are fucking mean to me all the time.
Hey, why are you cursing? This is a clean podcast, you motherfucker.
You got me fucking heated right now. You got me heated. Because you guys are mean to me all the time.
We do it at a low.
On air, off the air. You got my sister being mean to me on the air.
Oh, come on. She's the one who taught us how to do it. Are you kidding me?
Mean to me. Mean.
He's a victim.
I quit.
I was gossiping with your sister yesterday on Instagram DMs.
I figured you were.
But should part of our Patreon levels be they get to see our group chat of just us?
I know.
Like our texts, like our group
text. Leon says something nice in the group text. We're like, shut the fuck up.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, you loser. Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
Anyways, are y'all going to bring us in or what? Do your fucking job. I'm tired of it.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go play video games.
Okay. Well,
I love you guys.
I love you too. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Reality. We're your hosts. I'm Scarlett.
I'm Allison.
And I'm Leon. I know what love is, and even though they're mean to me.
Okay, there's that. Okay, so we touched on it briefly on a previous show, which we should have saved it for this, about the hustler and the housewife.
Yes. It's also on our Patreon.
Yeah.
I do a semi-deep dive. I do a medium dive. It was a lot to take on. I didn't know that documentary was going to be...
I didn't either.
...as much as it was. I was not ready.
I was not either. I thought it was going to be like... Look at this. Look at that. He did this. She did that. And it was like way worse than I could have ever imagined. Well,
they started with like Glamorous by Fergie, like GLAM, like that whole song from 2007.
2000 late.
And then they're like showing like Tom in his heyday with like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, chameleon. So you're like, oh, it's a, like, this is fun and gossipy. And then it gets, you
Burn
see
victim.
The victims and you see everyone. No, but I'm like, if there is three of this, there is,
girl, like, I know,
hundreds and hundreds of people that have been hurt.
Yeah, these are just the ones they got to talk. Right.
Like, there's nothing gossipy about it. It's very, I was like,
no, it's bad. It's bad. And I don't, when they mentioned in the doc about how the people must have felt watching Housewives.
Can you imagine?
I thought to myself, oh my God, that's right. Oh my God. Oh my God.
When they had the two moms, like the mother of the burn victim.
Yes. And then her best friend. Oh.
And they were like, oh, I've never seen an episode of this. And then one of them was like, I'm going to need therapy after watching this. And I don't think she was kidding.
When she said that we have to focus on the one that's alive.
Oh, God. Yeah. Allison, because the one son died.
Yeah. Allison, I couldn't handle it.
No, it was because as of last week, I was like, I'm covering the housewife and the hustler. I was like so amped because I thought it was just going to like.
Yeah, we all did.
We all knew the story
Or did we?
I'm going to own my shit for this. I think all of us do that. As a human, it's like seeing something in print versus seeing
something. Right.
It is different.
100%.
I would recommend that anyone that watches Housewives watch this documentary.
Agreed. And I'm going to be, for the record, bad. I'm going to be transparent and clear. Some horrible shit went down. I still love Erica. I know I'm a terrible person. I can't help it.
Is that because you don't think she did it?
I do not.
Or like that she knew. The question is, did she know?
I don't think she knew. See, that's the thing.
But I also was never an Erica person. So because I know a lot of Erica fans have had a struggle with this.
I am struggling. But I will tell you, I do not want to persecute her yet until we learn more. Because it's like, okay, so also what her legal team dropped her, but then came back for her bankruptcy?
No, they were listed on the bankruptcy originally, dropped her for the criminal stuff, and then came back, said that they'll still represent her for the bankruptcy. Right. That's the article that I read.
So I'm like, okay, so there's some shit going on. So clearly she's not innocent. If a legal team is leaving you, it's for a reason. And it's not just because you're a hard-to-handle bitch, okay? That's just not a thing.
Yeah.
Especially when you're getting billed by the hour, okay?
Not just because you're a cold, Roxy Hart with Richard Gere. Ooh, don't get me started on Richard Gere. That's a different podcast.
They had it coming. Okay, anyway. So
They both reach for the gun. Okay.
I could do this all day. But it's like, so now I'm thinking, okay, so maybe these people are leaving her as the representation because maybe one, they can't get paid, or two, they can't defend what she's done.
She also made a move to like, she wants to have her assets protected before the victims get paid off.
Right.
And I was like, Erica, that is horrible. Like,
well, she knows that it'll wipe her out. She'll have absolutely nothing.
To me, if you're trying to protect your assets and trying to protect yourself in a situation, you're guilty of something. Because if you were like, I'm innocent, I didn't know, I didn't do anything.
I'm not saying she's innocent at all.
Well, then you have to change your view.
I don't think she knew the specifics. I think she knew something was happening, but she didn't ask questions. She just kept putting her hand out and money kept showing up.
That makes you just as guilty.
100%. I get that.
That makes you just as guilty. It makes you a piece of shit. Like, and if you have to say that you still love her and support her, that makes you just as guilty. That almost makes you an accessory to their crime.
I'm an accessory to a crime
because you're kind of forgiving it, like an emotional type thing.
Well, you're
basically saying fuck the victims because I still love her.
No,
she wasn't saying she still loves her. She was just saying I'm struggling with it because. Leon, if you're in I think Scarlett's the same as me. It's like, I'm checking the Twitter. I'm checking the Twitter. I sound like
the
a
Twitter.
Grandma.
I said what I said.
I'm checking the Twitter. I'm checking Instagram. I'm checking the Facebook groups. But like, people are like grappling. Like, if you were an Erica fan, because the Erica fans are, it's just like, this is hard to digest. I never loved her. I was always like, fuck this bitch.
Without knowing specifics.
Not because of this. I didn't know it was because, like, I was just, she just wasn't my girl. Like, this is
right.
It's like that with any topic.
Dorit's
so,
day is coming, and Dorit's girl, my girl.
Don't get me started on Dorit.
2 years from now, y'all, two years from now, I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna defend Dorit, and it's gonna be some.
Of course.
Dorit. Well, it's like it's like anything. For me, there's a thing like right now. It's Deshaun Watson,
right?
Is the type of person that there's 22 lawsuits that says that's alleged.
And he is a football player.
Right, right. He's a quarterback.
He plays sports ball.
And there's 22 lawsuits that they're suing him. No criminal charges are being placed, but women are suing him for civilly for sexual
assault,
misconduct, and assault.
Oh no! Is he the Washington team? What are the
Houston Texans
renamed themselves?
The Washington football team.
No, he's the Houston Texans.
Washington sports ball.
Even goes back in the day, and I remember the day that when Michael Vick. That's probably a better example.
I'll fucking kill that man. If I ever saw him, I'm not kidding.
Murder his ass.
But I was in the spot.
Dog fight, dog murder.
Yeah.
Come like at
breaking,
me.
Breaking dogs. No, I will literally. Oh my God.
Murder when all of this.
That's a Patreon episode.
It is. And I would too. But when it first came out. I was like, Scarlett and I had a conversation, even she did, because she's, Scarlett is not an avid sports fan like me, but she can admire freakishly good athletes.
But I am an avid, I fucking hate that person for no reason.
Right.
I love that. I do that all day.
But so when it first came out and the way Michael Vick was controlling football at the time, even the casual sports fan was like, there's no way that this guy could be at the top of his game like he is and be involved in something like he was.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where the gross. Bravo universe is at with Erica is, She is a Bravo celebrity and at the top of that Bravo celebrity list. And people are like, there's no way she could be involved in it. But you have to come to the realization that when indictments roll out and things come out and she's named in things and these things are there, that it happens. And we have to accept those realities.
So
and it goes down like that.
What you're saying is rape equals Denise Richards. Dog murder equals Erica Jane.
Well, not necessarily, but I'm just saying it's just crimes. I didn't say.
Just say. I'm just saying.
But sure. Well, but if that's what helps you understand it all.
Just to bring us all in on a high note, Benton might literally break dog's necks.
Like, I'm already high. What are you talking about?
Oh, he's high now.
Yeah, I got high when we started the show to deal with
what
you assholes.
What team did he play for?
The Atlanta Falcons.
The Falcons. Yeah.
So. But like I said, the indictment came. And when I read the indictment, I was heartbroken. And this guy was a straight up piece of shit. So
yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. But let's get into the episode.
He can choke. Yeah. Let's get.
Yeah.
The
he
episode.
Can totally choke on
he can
it.
Still choke. If I ran into.
Oh girl. So my.
He would break my neck like a pit bull.
My first note is, oh great, Dorit and Kyle are in a fight. It's
my
like,
first
here we go
is,
again.
This is going to be a cock tease of an episode.
Oh, God.
Which it was.
It really was. It really was. Oh, God. Oh, so much to say. So, okay.
So to interrupt you real fast before we go into it. Are these episodes not as good as they could be? Do you think it's because of filming during a pandemic?
No. Well, yeah, probably.
Well, I think Beverly Hills is doing the best of filming during a pandemic.
I agree
and it
with
might
you.
Be because of their wealth.
Maybe.
Like
maybe
the mansions, but it's more.
We all know it's because of Kathy. Let's get that right.
Oh my God,
it is. I mean, it's Kathy.
I mean, there's no other excuse for Beverly Hills but Kathy.
Kathy's doing it.
I put eye drops, our eardrops in my eyes.
The only one
funny.
Who can get away with cheering on bulimia. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and so. I love that. But I also will say, I think another thing about Beverly Hills that makes it better is like I know we just went on a rant about how the Erica Jane Girardi thing. It's horrible. It's a horrific crime.
It's a nightmare.
But seeing that play out in real time adds another layer to this. Like seeing, like being like, oh, girl, like every confessional ever, like, it makes you study every Erica scene.
I know, dude. I love it.
It's all snug and mirror. Like her pulling up to the party being like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And she looks up at the
She looks right at the camera like, oh, girl, you know where your camera is. Woo!
She found her light, but also it wasn't a good light.
No, it wasn't. She looked evil as fuck.
Satan
right.
From the Lil Nas X video.
No shit,
you're
right?
You're about to get your neck broken, bitch. Like,
call me by your name. Anyway, my next note is when they were talking about how, you didn't know. You know, I figured she would have said something. Like, honestly, let's be honest. Erica's never been someone that talked about things. She's always been private. When she teared up with Garcelle that time at lunch about talking about Tom. That's the most emotion. And when she talked to Tom about going to New York to play Roxy Hart when she cried, that's a
the first time I ever saw her have real emotion
that I mean, that seemed real to me. Eric has never been one that talked about her private life. She just doesn't. She doesn't.
So well, that's what makes me think she knew. But we won't.
I don't know.
We could go back and forth on that the whole time. Yeah. But no, it's. But so it's Erica doing that. And then we. But then it's like 3 days earlier. Because yeah. It's Erica in the car being like, you know, I'm coming to the blah, blah, blah party. I'm Erica Jane. And it's 3 days earlier. But
she looks so in the camera.
They're getting ready for the election day party, which here we go again.
I have a feeling Kyle and Maurice have never thrown an election day party. Like, what's with this? I don't know. I don't know.
It's Bravo. It's Bravo trying to capitalize on the election.
I know.
Well, that's all they had. But I love Mauricio being high as hell.
Always. Even PK called about on it. It's like this one. All he does is get high and run his mouth.
Well, I thought, yeah, no, as soon as weed is legal, like, I'm serious. I live on a street. I can go down the block.
Please.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, it's all good. We get it.
It's like an Apple store. No, but I just don't, it's not my drug of choice, but it's totally support it. But so it's like, as soon as it was legal, Mauricio was like, I'm going to get high on camera. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But him being like, what? I'll open wine and I have camo pants on. That's patriotic.
It's patriotic. Like, he's like, I got denim blue shirt on.
Kyle's like, but please, but
he's not.
Also, for a house party, I don't like. I think I would let my husband if I had a husband. Like, I think I'd be like, Mauricio, just wear whatever you want.
Right.
I don't think
you're not going to see him. He's going to hang out with the guys and be high. What does it matter?
And those guys had a good time. We'll
they
get to
did.
That.
They did. Yeah, they did.
They were silly. They're bordering Jersey for me.
I know. PK's like, this one just gets high and runs his mouth. What's his name? Ron? What's Crystal's husband's name? Rob. Yeah. Anyway.
He wasn't ready.
So we know that Dorit and Kyle had the confrontation on the plane. And
oh my God.
I'm not going to take sides in this because I think they're both being ridiculous. Yeah. But I will say that both of them responded the wrong way. 100%. 100%.
You know who responded the right way? It was Kathy, who went, are you crying? Don't
yes.
cry.
Yeah.
Doogie.
She did.
Don't cry. I think that was a hell of a trip.
Yeah. It's like, it really was.
I think everyone's probably just tired. It's like, just get home. I just want to get home. I want to be in my, let's face it. They're all Beverly Hills. But it's the one franchise that's actually rich. So it's like they do actually live in bubbles.
Sure.
So when they're put out of that, they're like extra.
That's true. That's very true.
Sensitive. And, like they can't handle
Let's not forget.
They had to carry their own luggage.
They had to, as I was about to say, let's not forget they had to carry their own luggage. And Harry Hamlin's friend raped a girl. Let's not forget this.
Okay. Again, go to the Patreon.
Yeah. And let's not forget that Denise Richards equals rape.
Housekeeping with Allison for some Harry Hamlin deep dive.
So,
which I'm still researching.
And not to mention, can you, I mean, I wouldn't know what it would be like to carry my own luggage, fly privately, and have to look at Lisa Rinna's hair. Like, the whole time. Like, how can you be on a plane with that hair?
The audacity.
The audacity for her. To be on that plane with that hair. So
was
anyway,
there did we have? Was it kind of a Lisa like or a light? A
I
lice,
don't know. A I don't know. But so then everyone shows up to the party, right? So Dorit comes in.
So it's the election day party.
Yes,
we have two different parties in this.
We're doing the election day party first,
and then we have the
Sutton's party later.
Weird Paris party.
Yes, the Parisian party. Yeah.
So yeah, we're doing the election day.
So Dorit shows up. And, like, it's immediate. Kyle's, like, immediate reaction. Instead of just being like, okay, we'll figure this out, she gets all tense. Ooh, right? It's like, fuck, come on. And it felt like Dorit was, like, just willing to just not bring it up. Let's just be, like, regular people here and have this get together and not make it a thing. Jesus Christ, boy, did Kyle have to make it a fucking thing.
Kyle made it such a thing. She stresses out. She freaks out. And she's like, you know the thing with me and Dorit. Like, she says it to, I think, Mauricio.
Uh-huh.
To Mauricio.
To Mo, yeah.
But I think Do you think that Dorit's outfit was a passive aggressive?
Girl, dig? I was about to say, I didn't realize our new flag colors were red or were green, yellow, and white.
But she had her cute little vote. Her barrettes,
which everybody had in. Like, I think Lisa had them, Dorit had them, and Garcelle.
Luann and Leah on New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were like, oh, well, we're, I guess that was a thing. I didn't know that that was, I guess.
I know.
We weren't at Tiffany's looking for her vote for
so, but, so that's but I was happening.
Like, at least she did that. At least she gave some effort.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It was a microaggression, I think. Totally. It was
cute. It was Clueless, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was very Cher from Clueless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Crystal shows up with her husband, and who's meeting everybody for the first time. And the guys go off and do their thing, which was cute as hell. And I think he feels like he found his people. And then everyone's sitting outside. And when Crystal said, "I lost 5 pounds, I was like, there's no fucking way. You lost.
But I just also, I love Kathy going, "Woo! Here's," she's like, "here's the Sutton.
Yeah.
Hooray!" And then Crystal's like, "Actually, I'm bulimic. I'm recovering bulimic." And they're all like, "Oh." Because like everyone's like, "Yay, you lost."
Then Kathy's like, "Woo! Bulimia! Woo!"
And then Kathy goes, "And how long has this gone on?"
Yeah, she went all Barbara Walters on her ass, right? But I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not surprised that she said that, because I did mention last week that I believe she's had some past emotional or physical trauma, mm-hmm. whether it be, you know, sexual or whatever. And when she said that she was suffered from bulimia, I was not shocked at that, because it kind of just fits the narrative of the way she is. I mean, I'm not trying to say that in a bad way, but you can tell that there's something about her that's different. Like, she is, for lack of a better words, not whole in certain parts. You know what I mean? Like, there's a part of her that is wildly fucked up. Well, also
very controlling.
Right.
I mean, she said it last week. I like to control, like the schedule. Like, I need to know everything at every moment.
Right.
And I don't know enough about that issue. But I also did say, and I don't want this to be taken in a wrong way, so I hope that it's not, but I was like, Leon called it, because last week Leon said, he was like, Sutton and Crystal are gonna have a trauma off the whole season, because I'm a recovering bulimic. Like, it's like, okay, right. Like, mm-hmm. it's also like, I can lose 5 pounds when I take a shit. No offense, mm-hmm. but like, or like, that's it. Sorry, mom. sorry, men. Sorry, mom.
But I
have bowel movements. I go to the bathroom.
Like, I feel like to lose 5 pounds from not eating and it's just a couple days is a little much. I think that's a little, like, I don't know. Maybe it'd be different.
For 5 or 10, wait, though.
Yeah, let's say, but for me, it would be because of my body type, but maybe not for her.
Don't you watch that Naked and Afraid show? And these guys can lose like 20 pounds.
Yeah, but they're outside sweating in the heat, not eating, not drinking, doing all that. I mean, yeah, she was in fucking Lake Tahoe.
I mean, I'm just saying, if she doesn't eat, you know.
Maybe. I don't know. That's just me being not knowing.
Well, she's,
do you know how many calories it takes to cry like Sutton does?
But she's. But she
didn't relapse.
She didn't relapse because she made that clear. Said she didn't eat. So
and
I guess,
do believe her on that.
Yeah, I do too, because we never really saw her eat at all. Period. Oh. If you think about it,
are we canceled for our takes on this?
Just hot takes.
Well, also, I think as women, just this is regardless of anything. Like, I think we all, and maybe as men too. But it's like we all have eating and body things. I certainly had
bulimia when I was a child. When I was
Really?
I did. Mm-hmm. Yep, I sure did.
I've played with some anorexia, and it's not a fun game to play. It's not fun.
No, it is not.
I was not as successful as Jackie from Jersey, but I was
good for Jackie, huh?
Well, I didn't get as slim as her, but it's not like. Because you get this idea in your head.
Yes.
Like, it's like, it's just like.
And she admittedly said that she watched a video about it being dangerous in school. And instead of seeing it as dangerous, she just saw the positives.
She took the tips. No, that's what I literally did. I did that. And also, this was the height of, and if you follow me on a separate, on my own Instagram, like, you know that I love a Mary-Kate and Olsen.
Yeah.
Like, that's my moment. But Mary-Kate famously
yeah.
had a problem. Like
they,
I didn't know that when I was young. Sorry.
They just did a People interview for the first time in like
Mary-Kate and Ashley?
10 years.
Yeah. What?
Talk about
yes.
cigarettes?
No, they actually, they both looked very well. But they did talk about a bunch of their life going on and the reason they kind of stayed hidden.
Can you find that something to Allison?
Yes, I will.
I was going to say, I know what I'm doing after this.
Yeah, I'll try and find it down. But it was like, they said it was like the first time in 10 years that they've actually done an interview.
Good for them.
And they did it together and everything else. So.
Did they smoke cigarettes the whole time?
I don't know, maybe. But they don't. They didn't look as, you know, Power
Gaunt?
Grayskull gross.
Yeah. Like not
what
well.
Kind of cigarettes do you think they smoke?
But I love that. Like, imagine being a 14-year-old girl growing up on that.
I know.
But, and do you think they smoke, sharing, like,
do you think they smoke, like, Virginia Slims or, like, something hardcore like Winston?
I bet you they smoke straight-up Marlboros.
Marlboro Lights, maybe?
No, I think they smoke down,
Mow
the,
down
Reds.
The Reds.
Or Newports, because all the drugs
Ooh,
they do.
Newports. Ooh, no, they don't
do drugs.
Don't have a Newport, but it has to be like a Marlboro. Like, I feel like a Marlboro.
I feel like it's something.
Marlboro.
I feel like it's, I think it's either
Camel?
Like a Virginia Slim, or, like the real, like dainty ones, or clove cigarettes.
Cloves or the American Spirit,
oh,
all
American
natural,
Spirit. Yeah,
organic.
That's,
the all natural
Spirit.
Organic
yeah,
cigarettes.
Yeah, that might be that. That might be doing American Spirit. Mm-hmm, yeah. So anyway.
I did it.
This episode brought to you by American Spirit.
The Hey Zaddy, Happy Father's Day guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He was in American Spirits.
Oh, boy. What were you saying, babe?
Okay, do you have like a douche magnet? Is that what your problem is? You get guys that are douche magnets?
How dare you? How yes. dare you say that about douche?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I apologize for degrading douche for all
douche
of Allison's boyfriends.
Douche
never did anything to you. Douche is for all of my mistakes.
That's fucking hilarious, guys. But
I love you, Allison.
I love you.
I figured it out why Kyle and Dorit don't get along because they're exactly alike. Just one has a weird accent we can't place.
Well,
I'll let you decide which one's which.
Of the world. Piqué. Oh, I will say.
Piqué.
Did you like Piqué's album? I like his cute little sweater.
So cute.
Like he looked kind of like for once he looked nice.
I he didn't look like a slob for once, right?
I appreciated it.
When
again he was terrifying Rob, which was fun for me. I was
oh
like,
my
I
God,
like to
right?
see.
Well,
like
Piqué is a little aggressive, and so like I feel like he's a little intimidating too. I think Rob was just trying to. He's got one guy that's coming at him hard, like aggressively, like you know, intimidating, and then you got Mo who's stoned as fuck all the time. So it's just like there's no like in between there. It's like all or nothing, and you're just trying to meet these guys for the first time, and you're like, holy shit.
But also with the one back, like one thing back towards like the like eating disorder.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Should we put like a thing at the end of our episode that's like, if you have a problem with eating disorders?
BetterHelp.com. They can go there.
Yeah, BetterHelp. BetterHelp.
But first of all, we have to stop saying that we're going to do it because we always say we're going to do it for the suicide or for mental health, and we've never done it.
We don't do it.
So, but we want
you
to know
we
do take it. Yeah, we do take it serious, and if you need it, please find the help.
Yeah,
you can start with BetterHelp.com/RHOR. But yeah, we don't say we're going to put it on the end of the show or add it because we never do
I
it.
I said, should we?
Yeah,
should
but we? Yeah, but I'm just saying we
I'm
say should
here.
We all the
That's
time.
All. I'm just here, guys.
We never put it out there on our Instagram, our social media is nothing.
Never. I'm gonna get serious for 1 second.
Oh God, here we go.
When Dorit and Kyle are having their talk, right? Mm-hmm. It kind of brought some stuff in me. It's like, okay, setting boundaries with your friends is difficult, like very difficult, and it's emotional and it's personal, and so the fact that things are strained between the two of them doesn't surprise me because it's a very it's a weird realm to navigate. And it doesn't happen with every person in your life, but there are those people that it does happen with. And, you know, Leon and I dealt with that recently, and it's not a good feeling because you're not sure if the boundaries you set are good for just you, or is it good for them, or is it good for everybody? It's just, it's weird. It almost feels selfish, but you have to be selfish.
When everyone involved. Oh, yeah. No, I lost you for a second.
Oh, it's okay. You there? You there?
I hope you're continuing to talk.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay.
So, okay. Yeah, so I kind of like felt that. I really felt that when she was talking with her and when she said, if you want to be my friend, you can never talk to me like that again. I was like, whoa.
That's a lot. And also, yeah. One thing, and this is, it's always weird, and this is also why we, not to plug it again, but this is why we're doing Housekeeping with Allison, which is gossip in the real time.
Hot gossip.
But if I think back to that time of pandemic,
yeah.
Like Mauricio and Piquet, but like all four of them chose to be in the same pod. So it's like you have maybe six people that you can see for a year and 3 months.
Right.
So imagine how heightened those, I would have loved to have had, it's like put a GoPro on that. Like
shit,
I
want to
see that. So it's like, oh, our husband, because
where's the nanny cam on that one?
Yeah, but like Mauricio and Piquet seem to really get along.
But men are different than women. They don't give a fuck the way women
but
do.
But being like, oh, our husbands are best friends right now.
Yeah.
So we're stuck together, but you're pissing me off. And I don't know how else to, like, my husband might get mad at me if I, like, we can't break this off, but we have to be around each other. So it's like, it's a weird, I can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's like, again, I wish we would have more. Like similar to the Erica Jane thing, it's like I want more of that. It's like there's more beneath the like.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it'll come out.
Very surface.
Like, yeah.
They've all had PR training. That's
hell yes.
I think everyone at Beverly Hills. It's like the PR training. It's up the fucking wazoo, and it's like I can see it though.
Yeah, so totally.
Like, just give us the real thing, because it's like that's what that's about. It's like our husbands are best friends, so we have to hang out all the time.
And They're making it weird.
Yeah, it's. Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Oh, one thing though I was gonna say with the husbands. Let's talk about the husbands.
Oh well, let's do it.
Well no, they're Hamlin, but
talk about the husbands.
PK and Mauricio said that they put the phones on speaker and put
them next to each other. Yes, they still talk. They're like they just kept talking to each other.
They just let their wives talk to each other.
They said we were so drunk.
But thinking they were all together on speakerphone, they're like, no, we're just getting drunk and high.
Yeah.
Like, you, what silly goose. I'm going to throw them in a lake. They're being a silly goose.
Silly goose. Let's see what else happened. And then, of course, Dorit decides to leave. And, you know, honestly, I feel like that was the right move, even though things weren't resolved, you know, because when she was like, we're fine, she did say, don't pull an Erica, you know. And she's like, we're fine. And they're not fine. But, you know, I don't think Dorit knows how to be okay with this, because I think, like you said, like, there's too much at stake here. Like, they can't not be friendly towards each other. So I think she made the right choice by leaving. And I think that Kyle is just being a little too sensitive about it. It's like, if you want this to be fixed, just let it, just stop. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So,
and I just don't, it's... Well, it seems stupid as fuck. Can I say that?
Yeah, that's...
I mean...
It's true.
Then again, we're talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So what isn't stupid as fuck?
Right.
But, yeah, no, I was just like, this is dumb. Like, I was just like, fine. Like, but no. Yeah. And then leave in, like, PK being like...
Yeah, he's like...
Before the food before and blah, blah, blah.
She says, like, oh, chef, you had a hamburger before we got there.
You ate a cheeseburger before we left the house, Piquet.
So funny. Oh my God.
As a citizen of the world.
Oh, I love
that. That's her being patriotic, though, is wearing every print
color
imaginable.
Yeah. Oh man. Hey, listen, let's do this. Let's take a quick break, because we're going to move on to the whole car shopping thing with Sutton. And we'll do the clip of the week this week.
Let's go get a Bentley.
Yeah, let's go get a Bentley. Hey, while we're at break, let's go get a Bentley. The clip of the week this week is, I don't remember what it is. What is it?
It's going to be good. You guys are going to love
it.
It's
gonna be fantastic. So let's pay some bills and we will be right back. We'll be right back, Doogie.
Bye, Doogie.
Oh God, I have to pee. Be right back, guys.
See, I'm wise enough to know when a clip needs clipping. And I got just the one. And this week our clip is second to none. It's the clip of the week.
Clip of the week.
Clip of the week.
Clip of the week.
Yeah.
Girl.
It's the clip of the week. Ooh, the clip of the week,
So you want me to play the clip of the week here?
Yeah, play.
Okay.
Clip of the week.
Hi, Maxie. Are you going to get ice cream too for dessert? Lucy, can you make Max those sesame balls? Maxie, you can have the number of your age.
8.
That's a lot of balls, dude. That's what she said.
And now a word from our sponsors.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me personally, the last year has been really, really tough. And there was a lot of times when I wish I had someone to talk to. But the good news is, there is. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now remember, there's a special offer for the Real Housewives of Reality listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. And you can use the promo code R-H-O-R in checkout. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com.
Have you ever felt stuck in your relationship or in your marriage? Have you ever wished that there was someone that could tell you exactly what you needed to know about love and relationships? My name is Kiana W. Mitchell, and I am the host of a podcast called Music and Therapy with Relationship Coach Kiana W. Mitchell. Each week on the podcast, I talk about relationship issues and what you can do right now to improve your relationship. So join me each Wednesday as we talk more about relationships. Music and Therapy with Relationship Coach Kiana W. Mitchell is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, so she was asking how we're not constipated all the time with the amount of cheese that we eat.
Oh, yeah, because I love cheese, but I can't eat it.
I put Miralax in my coffee every day.
Ooh, me so and you're I doing just, a double. Like, you're doing a double.
She,
like,
oh, yeah. She takes stuff to plug herself up and then drinks the Miralax in it to free it all out. Uh-huh. So, you know,
well,
she
and coffee.
It.
Like, coffee's yeah, a known. True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just have regular bowels and can poop well.
That's wrong.
See, I don't. So I
didn't say they
like...
smelled right, but I said they're regular. They poop a lot. Anyways, are we going to start the show with poop conversation the second half, or are we just going to want to talk about something else first?
Oh, my God.
Do you think people will like that? I don't know.
Well, he recorded it, so.
I mean, I'll save him for the Patreon, but I once made a date put a suppository in me.
Oh, my God. That's kinky.
I said what I said. No,
it's
not kinky.
No, we need to talk about the second half of Beverly Hills and everything else, but I think we need to unpack this just a little bit.
Yeah, tell me about it. A lot
needed to be unpacked. Yeah, that
I get that. So was this like a first date or was this in a relationship and it was something that happened?
No, he's like one of my best friends now. Live, laugh, love.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'd want to date you if on a date I had to shove a suppository up your butt anyways, you know.
But then on top of that, because we were at a beach house that his friends owned that we were like dog sitting because it's a beach house. So like, fuck yeah.
Is this when you watch Cats?
But I got a bad spray tan. Remember my bad spray tan era of like the early pandemic?
The early 2020
yeah.
ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. But so on top of the, so I had a suppository that was, you have to get into a position to.
Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh yeah, we know. Yeah, uh-huh.
So I did that because I was like, you cannot get in there, like we cannot be on their furniture with that spray tan. So we also, as a suppository was taking in, took baby wipes and wiped off my spray tan.
Oh my God.
And that's why we're best friends now and not dating.
Mm. Is this when you watch Cats without buttholes on HBO?
I can't imagine that was a good look. But it was a moment, you know, I was living my truest, honest self. I was like,
I love that.
Yes. Do I get constipated if I eat cheese? Absolutely. Do I want a spray tan during a pandemic? Totally. Yes. And can I not sit on that furniture? Yeah. Like I was living every level of truth. That was Allison at her fullest house. And we just lost all of our viewers. Okay, let's go back to the show. But yeah, no, getting a suppository in an outside shower is a moment. And like getting wiped.
I love it.
At least it wasn't like a spray, like a, what's it called?
Was this a self-applied spray tan? Was this a self-applied spray tan? Or did you go somewhere?
I think it was a self-applied. I think it was not to, should I name brand names or
no? No. By all means, don't degrade their products.
It turns out it was like quote unquote body makeup and not a spray tan. So like that's even worse. But so it just like, so it came off real easy with the baby. Honestly, all in all, it's even better because it came off really easily. But
yeah,
whatever.
Are you guys going to do the show or are we going to talk about this all afternoon?
I just finished eating my cheese.
I mean, we actually could talk about it all afternoon. There's a lot more to that story, but we'll do that in a different... That's going to be on the Patreon.
Stop promising Patreon stuff. We've been...
No, we will never stop promising.
Stop promising and I will never stop delivering.
Where is the fan fiction with Dolores and Frank that you keep promising us?
Don't worry, I'll get to it.
Mind your business,
ma'am. Oh, the guy that... the one other guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
The fiance and him didn't work out.
Oh, the zaddy.
Or the girlfriend. Too bad.
They bought a house though, right?
And I was like, we won't be buying you merch. Because also we didn't want to do that.
Yeah, we weren't really going to buy them anyway.
We talked behind the scenes. But then I was like, I'm going to do this Patreon thing with this like fanfic about Dolores and Frank. And he was like, I don't know what that means. I've never understood your stuff. You're a crazy person. And I was like, yeah.
How dare he?
No, but
is he wrong?
He's wrong. We don't call
but
each
then I, But I just described actual Dolores and Frank, not even fanfiction.
Yeah.
And he was like, whoa, your fanfiction's kicking up already because I can feel this. He got turned on by Dolores and Frank.
Nice.
And
I was
like, okay.
Fuck yeah. But just for who they are. It's like, how do you kink that up? All right.
Okay.
So we're at Crystal's house
going to buy a car, girl.
Bentley shopping.
$380,000 for a car. Go fuck yourself.
I don't even know what a car costs. Like, I have my Toyota Corolla and that's all I have. And I love it. I will drive that until it sets on fire while I'm inside.
I am all about a luxury vehicle. Clearly. I have
one. Yeah. You guys just got a nice car.
We did. But here's the thing. $380,000? She's like, I'm going to be gauche and ask how much it costs. And Sutton's face, I'm like, Sutton, you do understand people have to know how much things cost if they know that they can buy them or not.
Well, but my business manager said that it was fine. And this is the first time I bought some without permission. But then she asked.
Then she had to ask her business manager.
So it's like, that's not without permission.
Yeah.
And what's a business manager?
I think it's somebody who steals your money.
Yeah, it's
I think
it's the next.
Yeah,
the housewife and the business manager. It's the next ABC documentary.
Yeah, I really think a business manager steals your money and like runs away to like some island that doesn't,
where you can get away with it.
Yeah, where you can do that. Yeah.
Very the Wolf Caymans, on Wall maybe. Street.
What, Leon? Turn your microphone on.
An island that doesn't extradite.
Yeah. That's it.
Thank you.
Thanks, girl. Okay. So that was fun. Hey, girl. So that was fun. And I mean, I'm not going to lie. That car was beautiful. But I'm not a convertible girl. I'm not about the convertible.
I am not.
Because I try to keep the nature off me at all times because I'm allergic to everything. Except for the beach. I'm not allergic to the beach. But who is?
Probably Sutton.
Yeah. But I will say that she looked damn good in that car.
They were having fun.
They were.
It was cute.
And that interior looks so fucking plush. Oh my God. The quiltedness of that.
But I'm so bored with the car scenes. You know, like Beverly Hills is always like, we're driving a fast convertible. And I'm like, I don't know what this
OC
is
the same way. But, it's supposed to be a California thing.
But specifically, Garcelle and Sutton in that scene looked very cute.
Like they
looked
adorable.
Very fun together. It was a fun friendship moment. And I was like, oh, this is cute. But
yeah.
But also, as someone that lives in LA, I was like, where the fuck are you guys driving?
Right. And then when she.
I don't know where there's no traffic. I'm always like, am I going to hit a motorcyclist? Because you can split lanes in LA, like with the motorcycle. Like, I was like, what the fuck? It's always a stress zone. So I was like, where are they?
Right.
Live, laugh.
And then when Sutton's like, when you buy a couture, you try it on alone. You shop alone. Yeah. So I don't know if you can a way to shop any other way. So I had him close it down. I was like, we are living totally different lives around here. It's like, I don't know how much money she got in that divorce, but girl, what?
Right? I don't know what she got. Also, was that a cute way of being like quarantined? Like, was that still COVID?
I don't know.
I don't know what they're doing. But it was weird. But
yeah. And then
we go to Crystal's house.
Crystal's house on the way to the party at Sutton's. And I was really annoyed with Kyle because during all the confessionals, she kept talking about how technically it's my house, not Sutton's house. And I'm like, we get it, Kyle. We get it. That's your house. You said it so many fucking times. Please stop. Please.
Yeah. And
just so you know, if Sutton actually has a lease and has signed a legal contract with her, it actually is Sutton's house.
No, I know that.
And it's
We skipped over when they went to Sutton's store. And Kathy was like, you're not even using that closet. She's like, well, actually, it's the bathroom.
Sutton, do you need this?
And then she's like, yeah, we need this. People work here.
Sutton goes, that is the powder room. Well, because Kyle's like, that's the bathroom. And then Sutton, that's the powder room.
Yeah.
And then she's like, this thing right here, you don't need that. Dude.
Oh, my God.
That is a desk. People work here.
And then
I want to go find it. I think I'm like within
you should
like
go
3 miles
find,
of it.
Girl.
I'm
gonna
find, it's just small. You know I can't afford anything, but I will go there.
Oh
and
my
just,
god,
like,
I need
record
pictures.
Myself.
I need pictures
for you. I'll just send it to you.
And then I skipped over the whole Lisa Rinna fire drill thing. I'm like, fuck you, Lisa. I don't care about your fucking fire drill. I hope your hair burns up.
Yeah, so Harry Hamlin made a garden because
good
we
for
were all
Harry
during
yeah.
whatever. We were scared about COVID, like, and then did like the fire, which technically where their house is, they should be. That's a good
I am
thing
not saying it's not responsible. I'm just saying I don't give a fuck about Lisa Rinna.
I give a good blowjob, baby.
Oh,
blow
when
job,
she said
blow
that,
job,
I blew up in my
it's
mouth.
Like, all right.
Ow.
Okay, Lisa, God. We got it. We got it. Like, whatever. No, but the one thing I will say is that Crystal at home with that eating disorder. Like,
yes, when she had the discussion with her husband.
Yeah, well, one, he was like, Sutton was fun. She was easy to talk to. And I was like, not the right thing to say to your wife.
You need to back that one up there, Rob.
Walked off back, Rob.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you directed The Lion King, but you're not directing this.
Yeah, that's not going to go well for you, Rob.
Co-directed.
Co-directed
The Lion King.
Yeah, he was one of many directors.
Right. I think it was
the love tonight.
Sutton seems real fun. I'm telling you, I thought she was gonna kill him, and I was like, do we really need to be having this conversation? And she's sitting there saying how she's never really talked to her husband or talked about it with him, and I'm like, you just opened up to these ladies about it and you haven't even talked to your husband about it, and her parents don't know. They do now.
That was kind of wild. Well, yeah. Also, so far, Rob seems kind of nice, but I think I'm going to take this back because a red flag went up in me with the every week they watch movies from the
1940s.
And I'm not invited, but I have to make the popcorn.
Yep.
And I was like, that's weird.
And I'll say that the salmon she made looked delicious.
When she was cutting the salmon, you and I are so the same. I love you, Scarlett. Ugh. We're the same. No, because I was watching her like cutting that salmon. I was like, I want
Girl,
that salmon.
I want I right like, now. I want salmon made in the air fryer, which is fantastic, over cauliflower rice and peas with hot Thai chili sauce. I want that so bad right now.
That sounds good. Mm. I almost might just like order like some like salmon sushi and just like, get into it. Get all that sodium too. Like get the soy sauce.
Get
all
get that mercury.
Tomorrow.
Put that mercury in me.
Right in here. Call me Jeremy Piven when he was on Broadway.
Yeah.
What
sorry,
got,
we just went
y'all make me laugh.
Salmon crazy. So that all happens, and then
But I didn't like her giving her. I didn't like her. Sorry, I'm just gonna.
Okay.
Just with the eating stuff.
Oh
like
yeah.
The, I didn't like her being like to her like her daughter or someone came by and like interrupted them, and she was like, "Did you want sprinkles, whipped cream, and ice cream? Because you just lost the sprinkles." And it's like, "Whoa! Don't use food as a torture device because you're gonna." And I don't think Crystal even knows that she's doing it. Like, but I'm like, that could probably.
Yeah, that's going to be some. That's going to start.
Develop
shit.
Into something. You know,
yeah,
like,
that's going to be a BetterHelp moment.
She's
BetterHelp.com slash
RHOR. BetterHelp.com. But we've got this child watching fucking 40s movies and then like getting.
Mom's throwing up while they eat popcorn.
Getting dessert withheld from her.
Yeah.
Like being like, oh, if you talk again, you don't get the whipped cream.
Yeah.
Like if you talk
like
again,
that's not
going to
create
ice
food
cream.
Issues.
You don't.
Yeah.
No dessert if you fucking talk. And it's like,
we're going to see this beautiful baby on my 600 pound life in 15 years talking about the reason why she weighs 800 pounds is because her mom withheld dessert from her. Yeah, that's gonna happen.
I mean, wasn't a little weird? Like,
it wasn't a little weird. It was very weird.
Because I just didn't like the, like, you don't get that now. Like, and it was very, like, they passed over it, and I was like, we should talk about,
that's a little
who's much. Having that conversation?
She's a tiger mom. She's really, it's a stereotype that she's perpetuating, and I hate it so much for her kids. And they just wanted to play Mahjong and eat their salmon. That's all they wanted to do.
Yeah, salmon did look good.
Oh my God, so good.
We should make salmon together. Well, we already talked about it.
Okay, anyway, sorry.
We both want salmon.
So we're going to go back to now. We're back at Crystal's house with Kyle. And Kyle, this whole thing with the purse. One, that purse, was that purse ugly? I can't decide. And two, why was Kyle so distracted by the Hermes purse? Why?
Oh my gosh.
It was a thing. Kyle's insane. She made it fucking weird.
Kyle's like insane and wants everything that everyone has. Like she did this with Vanderpump too. Like she would do this with Lisa. Like she'd be like, I want this house, I want that, I want that. But the funny thing is, a friend of mine, I have to find her on Instagram.
That purse was $95,000, right?
I know. I want to shoot myself in the foot because
What?
Yes.
A purse costs 90.
It's a Hermes purse.
A very small Hermes.
Yeah, they're a very good investment. Like, actually, it's the only good investment.
It's true.
It appreciates in value as opposed to a car. It's better than a car because you can.
You can get a $380,000 Bentley or a $95,000 Hermes.
I will take the Hermes because it's got 10 years from now, 20 years from now, I got that shit. It's like,
I could Poshmark that for twice as much next year.
But that purse, I didn't think it was cute.
I couldn't decide.
But a friend of mine that I met, oh God, I met her at, I would look it up on my phone, but I don't care. But hey, if you're listening, I love you. You're the best. We met at the Barnes & Noble, like, book signing of the Tom and Ariana cocktail book.
Yeah.
Vanderpump Rules.
Right.
She's so sweet, but she like sent me a DM that was a picture. She was like, this is literally from the alley of my apartment building.
She gets knockoffs.
But it was a McDonald's book, like
box,
like a Happy Meal
box.
But it looked just like the Hermes purse.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
She was like, is this $95,000?
Oh my God, I have to see that.
I'm gonna send it to you. Maybe we'll post it and then we'll tag her it's her name is similar to another person's name that I don't want to like. It's like,
okay, make sure we tag the right person.
But yeah, that person, it's like, I get, but those are Leon, just for the record, because Leon loves money stuff.
Yeah.
Look up Hermes purses. Mm-hmm. No, like, you always look up our cars. You look up, like, our.
Yeah,
like,
he
all
likes
the
to,
things that
he
these
likes
women
to,
buy.
To
like,
talk about it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to
Yeah, look up Hermes.
Work.
It's
Hermes. Yeah.
Like, Hermes.
Because it does not it only appreciates it. Like, if I had to make an investment, like, you can act. It's like buying gold bricks, for real.
Miranda wants you to go buy Hermes and get 10 to 12 scarves.
Yeah. and a latte
scolding hot.
Better be scolding hot. Devil Wears Prada.
I love that movie. So the only thing left to talk about is when they get to Sutton's house. I'm sorry, Kyle's house that Sutton rents. And of course Lisa and Kyle are dressed the same. Lisa Rinna always dresses the same as somebody every season. It's like, okay, guys, we get it. This is not fake.
That purse must be a special edition because even on their website, the most expensive bag that they have is $19,700.
That's wrong.
That's from Hermes.com.
No.
Look at the waiting list. Look at the waiting list.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a waiting list.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, there is. It's like years long.
Louis Vuitton as well. I know, I'm on one of them.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, you do have that beautiful Pride Coach.
I know. I have, and I also have a Louis Vuitton that I love. Don't get me wrong. It was given to me as a gift. But like I was asking Leon, I'm like, is it wrong of me to want to buy a different one? Because it's not that I don't like the one that I have, but it's not the one I wanted. You know what I mean? Does that sound weird? I'll have to show it to you. It's beautiful. It's a limited edition. It's gorgeous. I'll send you a picture.
I have a Kate Spade, but it's not my, honestly, I got a Kate Spade from wherever, but it fell off the back of a truck.
Hey,
but,
I'm all about that.
No, it's not. It wasn't one of those. It's a legitimate Kate Spade, etc. But my mom got, it's like a tan, like beige. Cause like, if you see my aesthetic, you see something really like, it's like, I'm very like, I love just like neutrals.
That's what I. That's what I like. I like
beige, white.
The Coach Pride is like the most fancy I've ever gotten with them. Because
oh,
I'm
that's
a very.
I love your Coach.
I love it so much. I'm like I'm a basic bitch when it comes to like Coach. I like the basic pattern. Like all my really fun ones I have are because Leon bought them for me. Like I have a small one that I love so much, a backpack
super
that I love. Yeah, he's fantastic. And that's like with the Louis Vuitton thing with me. It's like I love their classic pattern. Classic pattern is what I
like
love.
Like a Jessica Simpson era pattern.
Yes.
Like, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And the one that I have is not like, anyway. Oh my God. We are so off topic here.
Oh, yeah, we're super off topic.
So
anyways,
anyway,
my mom got me a set from TJ Maxx that wasn't Kate Spade, but it looks the same. And it's like, I like
girl,
that
nothing
more
wrong with
than
that.
My Kate Spade.
Oh, I saw the
oh,
cutest fucking Michael Kors yesterday.
Oh,
I know. I love it.
Don't send me and my mom to TJ Maxx. Hey, Fairfax, Virginia. Hey. Look out. Because I'm coming home this summer.
Yeah, girl.
And TJ Maxx and Marshalls.
Here
look
we
out.
Come.
Allison's coming.
That's right.
With her mom. We're going.
Girl, we're getting them, too.
She's starting.
she's
on one.
We see them getting ready for the party. I was like, is this like a lunch party or a buy my shit party? Because
and then she had her wares out for
yes.
sale.
And then
was
I was
that?
Like, when Lisa got there wearing the same thing as Kyle, I'm like, Lisa needs to take one of these fucking outfits and change. Because
yeah,
Kyle looked way better. How dare she show up in the same dress as Kyle with that hair? The fucking audacity
the
of
audacity.
This bitch.
The audacity to show up in that hair with that dress. Although she really didn't accessorize. I would say for a Parisian.
Yeah. Kyle nailed it.
She did. It was cute. Like
it
a
really
lot of
was.
People have given her shit. And I'm like, I think it was like.
I loved
it. It's like she's giving me Paris. She's giving me in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say Dorit. Who I stand by was like, I don't even know why I'm dressed up like this as a citizen of the world.
I love it.
Because. At this hour, they'd be having croissants. I was like, Dorit, just have fun with it.
Just,
like,
yeah, really. Stop being so fucking Sutton's, literal. I know.
Was Sutton's, what was it, like $35,000 party?
What did you spend $35,000 on? Because, like, first of all, the flowers were gorgeous, but she was right. It was a little too bridal.
Too bridal.
But it was beautiful. Do not get me wrong. But $35,000, what are you serving? Gold? Are you eating gold?
And also, as much as the flowers are too bridal, but Sutton's serving us full funeral.
100%.
I was like, are we
I know, dude. I know. And then so they're sitting around talking about the divorce before Erica gets there. They're like, oh, you know,
here's the cock tease.
Yeah.
Here
and then
go.
She's talking about how much they
fucking go.
She's like, oh, she said she admires and respects Tom just a year ago, and I can't believe. And I'm like, here's the thing, guys. You can admire, love, and respect someone and still get a divorce from them. But let's be honest, she just got the fuck out of there when shit went
wait,
south.
Can you?
Sure. We'll find out, Leon.
That's an option.
Well, also, isn't a year kind of
a lot can happen in a year.
In the realm of your life, a year is not that long. But, like, yeah, that's what I thought. Like, they're like, it wasn't like they're like, oh, it was just last week that we were with them. It's like, oh, it was just
a year ago
that we met him for 5 minutes.
And then
like,
Garcelle makes the comment, like, she could just wait.
Oh, my God. Wait, how do we look? How did I not write that down?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't she just
wait? And they're like, what? And they're like,
wait for what?
For him to die, you stupid bitches.
I love Garcelle as an MVP. I want Garcelle here forever.
She
Garcelle's
is a low-key
ninja right
when it comes to this shit. Like,
I want Garcelle and Kathy forever.
What did you just call her?
A low-key ninja.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Kathy walks in and pants. She's like, just letting you know, this is how I walk around in France.
Oh, yeah. Hey, girls, you look great. Hey, Doogie, you look nice.
Hey, Doogie.
And you're hot.
Matching clothes, Doogie.
It's nice, but for a France-themed party, this is how I walk around in France. She just comes in, like,
polka dots, Doogie.
In a pink blazer.
Yeah. Doogie.
Who wants a hair? Who wants a Parisian haircut?
Polka
wants
dots.
A Parisian dental work?
Who wants some?
It's me.
It's me, Doogie.
It's me, Doogie.
You're wearing polka dots, Doogie.
It's me.
I like
hey,
your hat, Doogie.
Hey, Doogies. Hey, all of our Doogies out there.
Matching
tune
Doogies.
Tune into next week's episode. Real Housewives of Real.
So
let's just
funny.
Hypnotize people with Kathy's.
Hey, hey, Kathy, where can people email us?
They can email us at Doogie. Just kidding. You can email us. What if we did just do a Doogie at
we
RHOR
should. Podcast. Can we get that? Can we get Doogie at RHORpodcast.com?
Yeah, how hard is that, Leon? Is it going to cost us money?
No, I don't think it will.
Yes, it'll cost us money.
Oh, damn it. Come on,
damn
Kathy.
It.
Send
Everything
us some money.
Everything costs money these days.
Damn it.
People join the Patreon. We could do it.
Yeah, join our Patreon so we can get the Doogie email. So no one can email us at it.
But if you want to email us at...
I mean, is Allison going to check it?
Yeah, of course
she doesn't
will.
Even check her current
yes,
email.
Course,
why are you
course.
Interrupting her?
I love it. Has there been hate mail yet or no? Do you guys check it for me or no?
No. It's up to you, girl. Check it out.
I'll check it out. I'll find out. I'll figure it out.
All right, go ahead, Allison. Sorry that Leon so rudely interrupted you.
Doogie. No, you can email us at show@rhorpodcast.com. You can email me specifically if you have anything bad to say. Only do it towards me. Allison, Allison with two L's at rhoropodcast.com. You can email Scarlett with one T at rhoropodcast.com, and Leon, the way that Leon is spelled, at rhoropodcast.com.
You can find us on all social media, rhoropodcast.com, where you can find not just our show, but you can find Witty Bitch, Allison's other show. You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/rhor. It's $3. It's not a lot
it's
of money.
RHOR podcast.
Oh, is it RHOR podcast? Okay. It's only $3 a month. You get.
I write this stuff down.
You
can
give
you
exclusive
content papers.
That you cannot find
written
anywhere else.
Written. I wrote it down. And you made fun of that list. Oh, I know how to do all that.
PFTmedia.com, you can find us there. And yeah, that's it, guys.
Phone number?
Oh, 434-214-0045. You can leave us a voicemail. So that's it. That's the show.
You guys call us. We love it. We this love is so it. Fun.
All right, guys.
Potomac is either up next week.
July 11th.
Oh, my gosh.
We've been over this.
Whatever.
July 11th. We have 3 weeks.
I live in my own world.
I know you do, girl. Well, while you're in your own world, go get you something at Marshall's, some TJ Maxx, get you an Hermes, go to Sutton's store, take some pictures, and send them to me.
I certainly will. And right. some.
Actually.
Yeah. What?
June 27th. At 10 p.m.
What? It said July 11th
will
on the commercial.
Be episode season 6, episode 0.
Episode
wow,
0?
So Allison was right.
Oh,
right.
My God, Doogie. Doogie. Allison was right, Doogie.
Next Call me week, Ramona Singer because I'm on the right.
So when I don't know. We got to figure out when we're going to record the show.
Wait a minute.
What?
That's wrong. See, it says what? Season 6 kicks off with a supersized 75-minute premiere episode on Sunday, July 11th.
Oh, Doogie. Scarlett was right, Doogie. Yeah.
So at this point in time, Doogie. I think you both might be right because I really Doogie. Don't know.
Doogie, we don't know, Doogie.
Well, you guys can see the misunderstanding, but also this doesn't need to be on the air.
Let's get out of here. Okay, I love you.
We love you guys so much. Scarlett, Leon, I love you guys.
Love you too.
So
bye.
The highlight of my week in my life. All right. Love you. See you guys soon. Bye.
Oh, we love you, Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Go Iowa.
Oh, Iowa. You're kicking ass. We fucking love you.
TC.
KS.
A PFT Media production.